June 2007, Section 2, Question 3. Now, with this one, we are looking for which one completes the argument. And usually this is going to be a conclusion type question or what's most supported. We're kind of looking at what the argument leads us towards. And it says a century in certain ways is like a life. And as at the end of a century approaches, people behave toward that century much as someone who is nearing the end of life does toward that life. Okay, so century is kind of like life. When you get towards the end, people act sort of like they do at the end of their life. So just as people in their last years spend much time looking back on the events of their life. So when people are at the last years of their life, they look back on their life. And if we're saying that they're similar then to centuries, then that would make it so that people at a century's end are probably going to look back on the events of that century. So now let's look at the answer choices. A, reminisce about their own lives. It's decent, but we really need that they're going to reminisce on the century, not necessarily on their lives. Fear that their own lives are about to end. That's not what's happening here. Focus on what the next century will bring. That is the opposite of what they're saying is going to happen. They're going to look back on what happened in the previous one. Become very interested in the history of the century just ending. Maybe. It's good enough. And then reflect on how certain unfortunate events of the century could have been avoided. Problem is this focuses in on the negative events, and we don't know that it's going to focus in on that. But D, very interested in the history of the century just ending. Spend much time looking back on the events of their life. Those are similar enough that therefore D will be our best response.